This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Welcome to Covered in Pet Hair, a boozy show for pet lovers on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Isabel Alvarez-Arada, and today I have the pleasure of having a drink and a chat with a cat expert who helps cat parents create functional spaces that help the whole family enjoy cat time and solo cat time together. I will tell you all about her and introduce you as soon as we come back from these messages from our sponsors. Hi, I'm Isabel Alvarez-Arada, the host of Covered in Pet Hair. You know the expression, cats have nine lives? Well, what if you could give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying and neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Covered in Pet Hair. I'm your host, Isabel Alvarez-Arada, and today I have the pleasure of having a drink and a chat with a cat parent, an entrepreneur. She's a tea drinker, a graphic designer. She calls herself a stay-at-home cat mom. She's originally from Tyler, Texas, currently lives in the DFW area. She's wife to Connor, cat mom to Luna and Leon, and she's the founder of CatTherapy.co. Her name is Haley Williams. Welcome, Haley. And who is that? Is that Luna joining us today?
Yeah, it was Luna. I figured she'd make an appearance.
Luna, you are stunning.
She is definitely the star of the show.
Oh my gosh, she's so pretty. How old is Luna?
Luna is about 8 years old.
Oh, wow. And she uses her cat walk runway, I guess, or super highway or whatever it is people call them. Does she use them often?
Oh, yes. Her and Leon both use them basically every day, most of the day. So
that's amazing. I can't wait to dig in. Today's episode is all about those cat superhighways, cat floating shelves, cat walls, whatever you want to call them. We're going to dig in because my friend Haley here is an expert that helps people design them for their own purposes and in their own decor style, which is so important to me because I love interior design and we can't just add eyesores for the cats to the house. So before we get into all of that, which I'm super excited about, can you tell? I want to introduce our drinking game today. So anybody participating in our drinking game at home, anytime you hear this word.
The secret word is wall.
Take a drink of whatever you're enjoying, but please be over 21 in the U.S. to partake. Never drink and drive and always drink responsibly. So you are a tea drinker. Are you joining us with tea because you inspired my drink today?
I'm not actually. I'm also a soda drinker. So today is soda.
Whoa, nice. I'm a Diet Coke girl. So I totally hear that. There are some days that a soda is the only thing that will hit the spot. So today I'm actually having a sweet tea in honor of both of us being from Texas. But this is a boozy sweet tea. It's got vodka and it's got peach schnapps in it. Cheers. I'm so excited to have you on the show.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Awesome. Well, I cannot wait to dig in. I love the name of your business, Cat Therapy. So I want to start the show with a game that is actually all about your business and some of the blogs that I found online so that my audience can get intrigued by what you have to offer, which is a lot on your website, cattherapy.co. So if you're game, I'm going to invite you to play Cat Therapy Quickfire, where I ask you some random facts that you shared on your blog. Are you ready to play?
I think so. Are you ready?
Are you ready, Luna? She looks like she's ready for you to keep petting her the whole episode. That's what I think she's ready for.
That's all right. We can do that.
She's there for moral support. If you forget how important these shelves are, she's going to remind you. She might even give us a demo back there. I see some cat shelves in the background at your house.
Yes.
All right. Well, the first question I have for you in cat therapy quickfire is, does someone's neurodivergence affect their cat parenting way of life?
I would say yes.
I think so too. Can you give me one example about how neurodivergence can affect the day-to-day routines that are involved in cat parenting?
Sure. So one example I would give is the litter box. For me, if it's out of sight, it's out of my mind. So I have to have it in a spot that I will see it daily. So it's in my office so that I remember to clean it, whereas most people would probably want to hide it in a closet or something.
Yeah, I agree. I need it to be somewhere that I see it, that it's not upstairs in a room where I never go. I completely agree with you. And then you also mentioned on your website that mental health impacts cat care chores like litter scooping. In which ways do you see that happening?
Oh, I mean, there's quite a few ways. A lot of it can be remembering to do it frequently enough for the cat. And I know that for one of my cats, Leon, if I don't scoop his box at least once a day, he will find somewhere else to go.
Yes, yes, that's super important. I actually was just watching something, and this was not about cats or it was about humans specifically taking care of ourselves. And it was that, you know, a lot of times when we're having the hardest time, self-care is the first thing we give up. We stop maybe brushing our teeth. Maybe we stop showering. Those kinds of things are just feel super overwhelming to do, even though somebody who's not struggling finds them completely simple. So yeah, it could be really hard to get yourself motivated to scoop a litter box, even though your cat is obviously kind of demanding it. So it can definitely be a challenge, even though cats can be so good for those who struggle with mental health because they give such unconditional love and so much support. So it's just kind of like finding that balance. So speaking of balance, why do you think it's important for cats and their humans and even other pets in the home, maybe other species, to find harmony living together?
Why do I think it's important?
Yes.
Well, there's a lot of reasons, and that's part of why I try to find that balance for humans and cats. And so when you add like a dog to the situation, maybe the cat needs to get higher with cat shelves away from the dog, or you have guests come over and the cat needs a place to kind of be able to be in the action without being underfoot, where they feel maybe more vulnerable. So super important and beneficial.
Absolutely. I feel like you said, when there's a change, there's something that's not working for the cat, for the dog, for the human, there could be also behaviors that we don't want, like urinating outside the litter box, you know, scratching inappropriately, vocalization, like what Van Gogh does to me when he is ready to get up at 4 a.m. and I'm not. So these kinds of things, when something is off, we can end up finding them pop up in bad behaviors, because they're just unwanted behaviors, but they're supernatural for a cat who's out of harmony, for a dog and a cat that are not getting along, for two cats that I saw on your blog, that you have two cats that, you know, you have to plan your space accordingly so that they can be in harmony. So it's so important so that everybody kind of gets their needs met and lives together peacefully. When it comes to litter boxes, what is the biggest challenge design-wise that people encounter when they are, like you and I, big on interior design, but then they need a litter box? Like, what is the biggest challenge in that, making the decision on what litter box to buy or where to put it?
That's a difficult question. So for me, it's something that I feel comfortable having out all the time. And that's why so many people will hide it away, because they don't want to look at it. And I would say, yeah, for me and maybe a lot of others, it's seeing it in plain sight. So having to choose something maybe that is aesthetic, and but also like something that the cats will use.
Yes, such a challenge, because a lot of times what we like as humans, the cats do not approve of. How do you feel about that furniture that hides litter boxes? Do you find those are, you know, great for humans, not so great for cats? Or do you find that some cats are into those because they have enough space in there?
It depends on the cat for sure, because mine use a covered litter box. And most cats, the first thing when they're having issues, you try an uncovered to see if the issue. So I love the idea, especially if it's well ventilated in the cupboard furniture with a litter box. There's so many different ones out there and different ways to do it. Which is why I try and find those things and talk about them on my blog.
Exactly. Well, what's interesting is you make a good point about ventilation, because I always imagine that being better for the smell in the home because it's contained. But then when you think about it from the cat's perspective, it's just contained in that square wooden, you know, structure that may not really be appealing for them to go in there. And I don't kind of blame them. If my bathroom smelled, I wouldn't want to go use it either. So I totally hear that. It's kind of like finding the perfect middle ground. I do have one of those open litter boxes that looks like a planter. And I love those because I only have one cat and he does not like really use the walls of it. So he uses it really nicely and it looks like a fake plant. And I kind of can turn the opening a little bit and it works really well for us. But we have multiple litter boxes. We have three for one cat because we have a bigger home. So that might not be ideal for every cat or every situation. That's why people like you are so helpful, because you can kind of help troubleshoot. And I know you do some shopping and you know some brands, which is super important because most of us don't have the time to spend on all that. All right, last question. What can everyday cat parents do in their home, just around the home, that will probably make their cat's life just like a little bit more positive? Just one thing, not a huge investment, that everybody can walk away from this episode doing that'll make a big difference.
So I'm biased, but I think most people would benefit and their cats would benefit from a cat shelf, whether that's a suction cup window cat shelf or something, just one shelf on a wall. Cats just really like heights and it makes them feel secure. So that would be the one thing in your house that I would consider.
I love that so much. So a shelf somewhere high where they can have their own little sanctuary. So do you have background in interior design? I know graphic design, but graphic design and home interiors don't always go together. So tell me about your background in interior design.
So I do not have any formal training in interior design. It's all through trial and error. But I have a natural eye for it coming from a graphic design background. It's in the 3D space versus the 2D space.
Right, right. And how long have you been using these talents to build custom, like not build, but design custom cat walls?
It's a rather recent endeavor. I started in the summer of last year.
Oh, cool.
2023.
Awesome. Okay. Well, I'm going to engage you. I already saw your website. I saw your consultation. I saw your fee. I'm going to engage you because I want to build a cat wall somewhere in my house. I'm not sure where. We haven't decided. So I wanted to ask you if there's a room in the house that you think is best for a setup like this.
I would say that it's the space that you and your cat spend the most time in. Because cats want to be where you are. So in my case, I'm in my office the majority of the day, and that's where my cats want to be. And it's a small space, so giving them things to do, even if it's asleep near me, but not be on top of me and my keyboard and things like that, that's a huge benefit. So it really depends on where you're spending the most time with your cats.
Okay. And what are the benefits? Obviously, it gives them something to do. It might give them somewhere to like take a nap. But what other benefits are there to creating a cat wall? More than just a shelf, maybe a few shelves in a space in your home.
Definitely. So essentially what a cat shelf wall is a playground for your cat. Both mental and physical exercise. It may seem like they're just sleeping or whatnot, but I mean, my cats will run up and down the shelves and scratch the shelves. I have some scratchers behind me on the wall, and they will just kind of use that to get their energy, the zoomies out. So, you know, that they're not waking up at 3 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, I'm serious. I'm already signing up. Sign me up, please. Sign me up. Okay, so we got to take a break here, but when we come back, we're actually going to dig in a little bit deeper into these cat shelves, these cat walls, these cat superhighways that we all see on Instagram. And maybe we're going to get some inspiration to do them in our homes. Don't go anywhere. I will be right back with Haley from cattherapy.co.
Ready for the biggest cat celebration in the world? Come to the CFA International Cat Show and Expo in Cleveland, Ohio on October 12th and 13th. The Expo is the world's grandest cat celebration, seamlessly blending pedigree cat exhibitions with feline welfare and rescue initiatives. It captivates over 10,000 feline enthusiasts each year, celebrating all cats, whether rescue or pedigreed, in a shared spirit of love and unity. Dive into cat-themed activations and enlightening educational sessions. Marvel at 1,000 non-pedigree and pedigreed cats, adoptable felines, and explore over 100 cat-themed vendors. It's an event dedicated to honoring our beloved felines and their admirers. And guess what feline influencers are coming to meet and greet? YouTube cat video sensation Aaron's Animals, as well as Nathan the Cat Lady, Lambo Leisha, Chupi, and many, many more. Gather your cat crew and do whatever it takes to head to the CFA Cat Expo. It's a whisker-wiggling, tail-twirling extravaganza you won't want to miss. Get your tickets at cfacatexpo.com. That's cfacatexpo.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Covered in Pet Hair. I'm your host, Isabel Alvarez-Arada, and today I have the pleasure of having a drink and a chat with Haley from pattherapy.co, who is a graphic designer turned interior cat wall designer who makes custom designs for homes that have cats, that have dogs, that have families that need to enrich their cats' lives with something to do on a wall, maybe a few shelves, maybe a lot of shelves. We're going to dig in with Haley on all of the ins and outs of planning and executing one of these amazing walls. So Haley, if you're ready to play, we're going to play Cat Wall 101. Don't worry, I took all of these facts again from your website because you have such a wealth of knowledge. For anybody who wants to DIY this, please go check out cattherapy.co because she gives you all the tips, all the good information that you can do this by yourself, but she also offers design services so you can actually get the most out of this design. And she even reviews some of the manufacturers to give you the best options out there. Because if we're going to invest in a cat wall, Haley, how long do you think that that cat wall is going to last?
The hope would be until you take it down.
Okay. So this is a long term. So like I have Van Gogh, who's a year old, more or less, and this will be with us until he's 20, hopefully.
I mean, here's Chris.
Yes, fingers crossed.
All of the things.
Yes, exactly. All right, awesome. Assuming we stay here, assuming he's healthy enough, assuming all those things, it should last a really good time. All right, that's good because it is an investment, right? How long do you think it would take for somebody to design and execute one of these cat walls, assuming it's like a medium, you know, I guess, elaborate setup?
So to install one, it could just take a weekend.
Okay.
However, planning and choosing the shelves and where you're going to put them on the wall, that can take a bit more time. And I think that's why a lot of people struggle with where to start with it.
Yes, I do. I know. I mean, we've talked about it since we got Van Gogh a year ago. My husband's pretty handy, but I don't know where to put it. And I don't know what it's going to look like. And I don't know what company is best and like what different types of textures and functions they all serve. So it is really kind of like learning a new skill. So here we go. This is called, again, Cat Wall 101. And the first question I have for you is, cat wall designs in multiple cat homes need multiple on and off ramps. True or false?
Definitely true. Especially because you don't want a cat to get stuck by another cat blocking them up high. Like, that's just a recipe for disaster.
Yes. All right. Cat wall design should incorporate various types of wall shelves, such as scratchers and different types of lounging areas. True or false?
True.
All right.
Now, it's not just for the cats. Like, you can put their bowls, you can put planters. It can be multi-purpose for the cat and yourself.
Oh, I love that idea. Okay, very cool. Okay, it is possible for wall furniture for cats to seamlessly blend in with a home's existing decor. True or false?
True.
There's a lot out there right now, right? And I feel like more is even coming, like as people start doing this more in their homes, we're going to get different styles.
Definitely. I'm already seeing it happen in the world of product for cat shelves and DIY and off the shelf sort of product.
Very, very cool. Okay. Cat wall designs should include lounge areas as well as super highways where they can run really quickly.
That's more of a depends on the cat and what you're trying to achieve. So that's more of a maybe.
Maybe. Okay. So would you help your clients figure out the balance between lounge areas, super highways, and maybe scratchers based on their age or their activity levels?
Definitely, yes. And that and other things are things I take into account when building a cat shelf that they want and for their cat.
Perfect. Yeah, because I need a super highway. He has plenty of places to lounge. I need Van Gogh to get some steps in during the day.
Yeah.
All right. Most floating shelves are not very secure or easy to install. True or false?
So floating shelves it's more about what you use to fasten them to the wall and where you fasten them to the wall and the kind of material that you're drilling into. So that is a fault.
It's true, right? It's true. Yeah, it's true because it can be a little bit difficult. It's not just buy it at the store and just like put it up on the wall, right? There's a little more to it. And I think that's what people kind of don't understand sometimes going into these things. It's like, yeah, you find this product on Wayfair, for example. I'm just going to say Wayfair because there's so many of them on there. And they have great pet products, honestly. They've really upgraded their stuff when it comes to pets, especially cats. They have great stuff. But it's not just about like getting it delivered and putting it up, because if your cat, if it's not installed properly, your cat can fall, can get hurt. Somebody else can get hurt because the cat, you know, falls and scratches them on the way down or gets hit by something. So there's a lot more to it than just like, oh, I'm just gonna like hammer this in and move on with my life. Okay, so this one I know you're gonna know for sure, because this one I took from your website directly. Two critical initial steps in planning a cat wall are measuring your room and finding the studs. True or false?
True.
Why are studs so important?
Kind of back to what we were just talking about. If it's not stable, it's not gonna stay on the wall. Studs are the most secure, besides maybe a brick wall, for putting in your cat shelves onto drywall.
Okay, perfect. And so I'm not super handy, but I know what a stud finder is. We find a stud finder and we would choose to drill directly into the stud. And then if there's drywall, then we would need an anchor to make sure that it's steady. Have you ever seen, and obviously not in your designs, but have you ever seen where a cat actually does fall from one of these kind of setups? Can you tell us if you know what kind of, you know, consequences that might cause?
So I've definitely seen drywall fail, and I've seen the shelf itself fail as far as like pulling out of the wall. So yes, I can imagine that. And the cat's not gonna be very likely to want to use it again. They'll be a little bit more suspicious of that.
Exactly. That's the thing that I would be most worried about, is that like some cats, a lot of cats, are like a try it one time and never again kind of personality. So they'll be like, oh yeah, this sounds cool, this is cool, I'm sniffing, I'm walking, I'm doing my thing, and boom, it comes falling down and I'm done, never again. So thank you for that game. Thank you, you did a great job. But assuming that they don't have any traumatic incidents with this new setup, how long do you think it would take a cat that, like Van Gogh, who's never had any kind of setup like this, like a cat wall, how long would it take him to use it to its optimum, you know, potential? Would it take weeks, months, days?
So when I set up my current cat wall in my office, they were pretty much immediately on the shelves. However, they did not start running. They did not start using certain shelves until maybe 1 to 2 weeks into having them all up on the wall. So it does take time for your cat to feel confident enough to try something new or to just start running without abandon on these shelves.
Yes.
And especially if the shelves don't have traction. I've had a cat fall, so we had to add more grip to the shelves. So uh, it's it's just a whole process for sure for both the human and the cat.
Okay, that's a perfect segue to my next question. So I know that some shelves are more challenging than others, but we don't want them to be unsafe. So what is like the basic shelf we're looking for? Something that obviously has some kind of traction. What else would it be?
So traction, we talked about stability earlier. And so, and that kind of falls in line with safety too. If you, you know, don't install the gym equipment, if you will, properly, it can injure them.
Yes.
And then, like I said earlier, multiple escape routes, especially for a multi-cat household. If you have one cat, it's a little less important, but definitely if they feel unsafe in one way, they want to be able to escape another way. I feel like cats are just playing chess in their head all the time. Like, where do I move next?
Yeah. Yeah. They're both prey and predators. So they have like way more going on in their heads than most dogs. Even the chihuahuas are like, I am the predator. But like the cats are like, I'm the predator sometimes. I'm the prey sometimes. I need a backup plan wherever I go. I totally agree with that, that they're usually on the defensive a little bit. Even when they're kind of relaxing and purring, they're kind of looking over their shoulder being like, there's not a sound coming from there. There's no new person coming in the room. That's just part of being cats. Okay, so really we need to know like the measurements of the room, the height of the ceilings, that kind of thing. Or is there anything more that we should be planning for?
More so, I need to understand what you need and what your cats need. And the measurements and like where everything is kind of comes later.
Awesome. Perfect. I can't wait to get started. What kind of things would we opt for if we have like a young, agile cat? What would make them want to run up and down these shelves?
That's definitely going to be a grip thing. And so like things like carpet or that the carpet you put on boats, which is kind of more like a felt type. And you can even use cork, just anything that they can get their
I never knew how to say that. So thank you. Thank you for saying it. I've never known how to pronounce that word. I see it on rugs all the time. I'm like, sisal. Okay, so is it sisal?
I'm pretty sure it's sisal.
Okay,
but
cool.
Don't quote me on that. I am from Texas.
We'll have to Google it. Okay, so those kinds of textures will encourage them to run more. It's not really about like the setup so much as it is the texture that will get them more comfortable.
The other thing, I'm glad you asked, because the other thing that will allow them to run more is a path all the way around the room.
Oh.
Or like, this is why we think about traffic flow and pathways with cats when designing a shelf. A wall is, where is the cat going to go next? So if you build a wall where you just have it go to the ceiling, then the cat will run all the way up and then have to run all the way back down. If there's an obstacle in the way, then that's where we get kind of hung up and maybe a cat bite, or they try to do something like jump from that high spot and they shouldn't and accidentally injure themselves. So
right,
it does take a lot of thought, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. That's why I think that delegating the planning process is so much better. And you do talk on your blog about specific companies that you've purchased from that have, you know, something that you consider a quality product, because I feel like there's a lot of copycats out there that are going to make some kind of cat shelf. It's going to be, you know, mass produced, low quality, maybe covered in toxins, and the cat's not going to respond to it as well as something that you might have paid a little bit more for and put a little more thought into. The biggest question I have for you, and this is actually pretty much my last question, is how about renters? Because obviously I own my home. I can put holes all over my walls if I wanted to. But is there a way for people to create these cat walls in a rental?
I believe so. You still have to drill into the wall with most cat shelves. I did mention earlier, there's like the suction cup window wall mount cat shelves. And there's also like cat trees that can act as cat shelves sort of, or be a part of your wall if you don't want to put as many shelves in the wall. But the biggest thing when renting is just learning to do a good patch on your drywall.
Yes. Yes. So, asking your landlord what color they put on the wall right when you move in and the finish so that you can already have the paint on hand in case it gets discontinued. And then you can make all the holes you want. And before you move out, you just patch it up. You can even pay a handyman if you're not very handy. And then you have the paint. And honestly, you don't want to lose your deposit for this, but it's if you're going to be in a place for a while, let's just say somebody has a 3-year assignment. I'm military, so a lot of us get a 3-year assignment somewhere. Go to Louisiana and move into this, you know, on post housing. I want my cat to be comfortable. I feel like the cats that are moving most often are going to be the ones that need these walls the most because they're the ones who are going to be most in need of enrichment and stress relief. And so finding out a way to make that happen is so important. They do sell cat condos. Do you feel like cat condos that are maybe like a few shelves and one space, do you think that is a good alternative if somebody doesn't feel comfortable drilling all over the room?
I think so. There's also cat shelves I've just seen on the market where you drill 4 spots and it's modular, so you move it around.
Oh, nice.
So like we were saying earlier, there's always new things coming on the market for renters. And even if you aren't in a space for very long, I feel like you should not worry about, well, I'm going to move in 2 months or a year. Like, enjoy your space and have your cats enjoy their space. It's kind of my mentality.
Especially indoor cats. Yeah, it's indoor cats. That is their environment. That is their wild. That is their territory. And you actually, in your guest information sheet, shared about a book you like, which is, you want to tell us about that book so that those who are interested can learn more?
Yes, I can't remember the whole title off the top of my head. It was called Indoor Cat, though. And it talked about enrichment for indoor-only cats, because not every cat is an adventure cat. I'll tell you that my 2 are definitely not adventure cats. So their whole world is my apartment.
Exactly. And their whole, that you really said it better than I did. It's their whole world because they don't get to leave these, you know, 4 walls. So it's called Indoor Cat, How to Enrich Their Lives and Expand Their Worlds. That is the book that you were recommending or that you were talking about. And that's so important because we forget that. We think cats are low maintenance. We think cats are easier pets than dogs. But I beg to differ because cats are very often not welcome in pet-friendly spaces. And cats are very often not comfortable outside of their environment, whatever that may be. If you live in an RV or you live in an apartment or a big house, that's just whatever it is, wherever it is that you live, that's their house and they're happy to stay there. So with cats, it's really important to create that inside, kind of bring the outside into them. A lot of like the 2 Crazy Cat Ladies talk about the cat grass. Lots of people talk about, you know, herbs and self-selection. I like to do enrichment for my cat because he's younger. I said it was the last question last time, but I always do this. I'm going to ask one more question. Do you think that somebody who's listening, who loves cats, who's been a cat parent their whole life, but has only senior cats, do you think that their senior cats would get anything out of this?
100%. My cats are both 8 and 10. And I know that's not incredibly senior, but I think they act younger because they have that exercise both mentally and physically.
I love that so much. I have a soft spot in my heart for senior pets. So to see a senior pet kind of get a new lease on life, start trying new things. Everybody who knows me knows that I don't believe in the old adage, like you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Like you can, it just has to be the right treat to reward the behavior. So your old dog, your old cat, they can love these things. Do you ever use positive reinforcement to get the cats to kind of explore, or do they naturally just kind of see a new shelf and head on that way?
I'm sure it depends on the cat's confidence level. If you're having trouble getting them to try it, treats and catnip or silver vine can encourage them, or even a toy.
Oh, that's true. Get them to play the wand toy or a little the bird or whatever it is that your cat likes, bring it up there. I love that idea. Well, I want to thank you for taking the time to educate on such a fun topic, something that I think we're going to see a lot more of moving forward. It's the other day I was on Instagram and I don't remember what the topic was, but one of the comments was, remember when having an indoor dog was considered spoiling them? And now not only are our pets indoors, not only are our pets on our beds, not only are our pets traveling with us, but now we're creating full playgrounds for our cats. And I am one to believe that that is exactly as it should be. Before we wrap up, I want to ask you, how can my audience learn more about what you offer them as a service and what you need from us in order to plan our spaces?
So to find out more about me, you can go to my website, cattherapy.co, and I have a services page that kind of walks you through what is needed to get started with my services.
Perfect. So cheers to you. Thank you for being my guest. It's been so fun getting to know you and like learning your expertise from you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, no, my pleasure.
I really appreciate it.
Of course, my pleasure. It's been so fun. I also want to propose a toast to my executive producer, Mark Winter. Thank you, Mark. And to my audience for joining us for these awesome conversations, whether you join on YouTube or on Pet Life Radio and any of the podcasting platforms, please be sure to like and subscribe so that we can get more of these awesome pet experts out to everybody sharing their such important knowledge. She's sharing this because she wants more cats to enjoy cat walls, and I couldn't be happier. So thank you again. Here's to a life covered in pet hair, because there's no better way to live. Cheers. To learn more about Covered in Pet Hair, please visit coveredinpethair.com or petliferadio.com. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.